who are here. Leader McConnell is going to be here momentarily. The ranking member of the Senate Finance Committee, Senator Hatch, our leader on the committee, is here. Representative McIntyre is here. And my congresswoman from the state of South Dakota, Kristi Noem, who has some interesting personal real-life insights on this particular issue, is here as well. And Kenny Marchand is here as well. And Dean Heller, where did Dean go? Well, Dean didn't make it in. But I also want to thank the various business organizations that are represented here today. We have with us the Family Business Estate Tax Coalition, the Family Business Coalition, and the Policy and Taxation Group. I want to thank them for all their support and their work in helping us advance this issue, and you're going to be hearing from some representatives from some of those organizations later. And finally, I need to thank John Kyle, who is no longer here in the Senate but was the leader on death tax repeal during his time in the United States Senate, and those of us who are still here are trying to take up that mantle and make sure that we continue the fight to repeal the death tax once and for all. Let me just say very very briefly by way of introduction before I yield to some of my colleagues here that we don't believe death ought to be a taxable event. If you look at what families go through when they're in a grieving process, it's really ironic that we penalize and punish them through the tax code after they've worked really hard over a lifetime to build up some equity, some assets that they hope to be able to pass on to the next generation. Imposing a tax rate as high as 40% is just not bad for our economy. It's unfair to those families who have saved and built literally for generations, and they're creating jobs out there at the same time they're doing that. Currently, 70% of small businesses fail in the second generation and 90% fail in the third generation. A CBO report released in 2009 said that one-third of family businesses who owed the estate tax, the death tax, actually owed more in taxes than they had in liquid assets. So that can kind of tells you what families are up against when they get hit with this tax. And that's certainly the case in the Midwest, in my home state of South Dakota, where we've seen land values go up in the last 5 years by 50%. And so you've got an awful lot of farm and ranch operators that are land rich and cash poor and end up getting stuck with the death tax, and makes it very, very difficult for them to keep that in the family. And they end up in many cases having to liquidate some of those assets in order to pay the IRS. We don't think that's fair. We think that we ought to give family farmers and ranchers and small business people, those who work hard to build up that over a lifetime, the opportunity to pass that on to the next generation. And so getting rid of the death tax once and for all would enable us to do that. And so that's what we're here to talk about today, and the legislation that we've introduced here in the Senate and that Kevin has introduced in the House, we hope to get the opportunity to move in the not-too-distant future. Leader McConnell is going to be here in a minute, as I mentioned, but until he gets here, I want to introduce my friend, somebody that I came into Congress with years ago, and somebody that has been a great representative, a great voice, someone who articulates, I think, the importance of getting rid of the death tax and what it means to our economy, what it means to jobs, what it means to hardworking family farms and ranches. But he's a great leader in the House, Kevin Brady.
Well, first let me thank Senator Thune for his leadership in the Senate. He's been a champion on this issue since the first day he came to Congress, and continues to be that, frankly, and has put together a Senate leadership team on this issue that is so critical. And I want to thank the bipartisan members of the House, Mike and others who are here today as well, and those who are affected by this tax. I want to make two quick points. One, this tax is terribly unfair. It's unfair to families that saved, family-owned farms, family-owned businesses. I mean, can you imagine? You work your whole life to build up a nest egg, to build up a family-owned farm or business, and when you die, Uncle Sam swoops in and takes nearly half of everything you've worked your life to save for. It's just wrong and unfair. This tax is an immoral tax that needs to be repealed once and for all. And the second point, this tax is damaging to the economy and not helpful to balancing the budget. Every study shows that the death tax, the cost it implies, the regulation and the extra added cost to families, that we actually have taken more in the 96 years of this tax out of the economy because of this tax than what it's generated in revenue. And so it's time to stop draining the economy on behalf of this tax. And because this tax barely pays for 2 to 3 days of federal spending over the year. The damage that it creates far exceeds any benefit it has for revenue. So it is time to end this very unfair tax. We're going to continue as we go about tax reform, making this a high priority to eliminate the death tax once and for all. We're going to need bipartisan support to do it. And with that, I'm very proud to recognize and introduce the lead Republican, the ranking member of the Tax Writing Finance Committee in the Senate and a champion on this issue as well, Senator Hatch.
This is a very unfair tax, and I endorse what both John and Kevin have said. Fact of the matter is that if we don't do something about it, 2,400 farms are going to be hit this year, and about 2,700 small businesses. Now, in the case of the family farm, they work all their lives. Their equity is completely in the family farm, and then we go and take almost half of it away. Unless they are wealthy enough to hire really, really good lawyers who can help them to avoid these kind of things. My friend Warren Buffett, and I get together with him every once in a while, I doubt that he's going to pay much in the way of estate taxes because he can afford to hire the best lawyers in the world, and he'll avoid most of it just because of that. But the average family farmer just can't do that. Neither can the average family business. And when you start thinking about 2,400 farms that could be very hit this year, very badly, that's what they estimate, that's what Joint Tax Committee estimates, and 2,700 small businesses, it brings home to you just how serious this is. And we don't get that much from it. It might be one thing if it would help us to pay down the national debt, but I guarantee you they'll just take the money and spend it anyway, and it isn't that much. And I just believe this is one of the worst taxes that we can possibly have, and I hope that in a bipartisan way that our friends on the other side and our fellow Republicans and fellow Democrats will do everything they can this year to get rid of this dog. And if we do that, I think it would push us on down the line to get true tax reform done. Because if we could do that, it would mean that there'd be a lot of other things we could do to bring tax reform to the forefront and hopefully get this country zooming again. I'm really honored to be with all these good people here standing before you. And this is a great privilege for me. This is a very, very important bill. I also honor our friend John Kyle. We miss him greatly. But John Thune is taking this over on our committee, and he's doing a great job. And our House compatriots are terrific as far as I'm concerned. So we're going to do everything we can to get rid of this. And if we can, it'll be a much better thing for our nation.
Thanks, Warren. Congressman Mike McIntyre.
Well, I'm pleased to join all my colleagues up here, and I know Kevin Brady and John Thune and I go back to the same class together in the House, and we've all long fought to get rid of the estate tax. And when we think about it, folks, it boils down to this. It's the wrong tax at the wrong time, hurting the wrong people. The very backbone of what makes America great are these family small businesses that for generations, literally in generations, have come to make small towns in America, as well as some of the larger cities in America. But I know, especially being from rural eastern North Carolina, what it has meant, where 99% of our businesses in North Carolina are small businesses. In fact, at the worst time in a family's life, as I've often said to people back to home, the government reaches into your back pocket and takes out the hard-earned money that your family has made and that you were hoping to pass on to the next generation. And I know many families personally who have second, third, and fourth generation businesses who have succeeded because of what they've put into it, not what the government has taken out of it. And when we talk about over $88 million in compliance costs and 2.3 million hours spent just to comply with this tax that is unfairly hurting small business and family farms, it's clearly time to get rid of it. So this bipartisan, bicameral effort, I think, speaks for itself. Isn't that nice to hear that term today? Bipartisan, bicameral. Not many things, unfortunately, you can say about that, but this is clearly one of them, and I'm glad to stand here with my friends to do just that. Thank you very much.
Christy Nolan from South Dakota.
Well, when I was 21 years old, I was a college student, and my dad was killed in an accident on our farm. He was 49 years old, and it devastated our family. I had an older sister who was living in Georgia, an older brother who was in Oklahoma, and a younger brother that was still in high school. So for me, the job was left up to me to come back to the operation and take it over and figure out a way to take our family business that had been in our family for generations and keep it successful. I was shocked when I got a bill from the federal government that said because a tragedy happened to my family, I now owed them thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars. Now, my dad was a cowboy, and he was tough, and he said, had always raised us with the idea that you don't sell land because God isn't making any more land. We had land that had been in our family for generations that my grandpa had bought, that my great-grandfather had bought. We had machinery. We had cattle. But that didn't mean we had any money in the bank. So I was forced with a very big decision. Either we sell land that had been in our family for generations to pay that bill, or I take out a loan. I chose to take out a loan, but for 10 years, I paid on that loan to pay the federal government what I owed them in death taxes, and it made it very difficult for our family business to survive. It made me angry. And actually, it's the reason why I ran for office. I realized then that people in Washington, D.C., a lot of times have absolutely no clue how their policies and their laws impact the real people back home, and that we needed more everyday people who really knew what the ramifications of bad policy are to come here and to fight for what is right. So ever since I've been involved in agriculture, ever since I've been involved in legislating, as long as I'm going to be advocating for businesses, for farms and ranches, I'm going to talk about the death tax because it is one of those policies that overnight can take a family business away from a family and make sure that it doesn't have the chance to come back or to recover. I certainly hope that we can gain some traction and continue to get this bill pushed to the forefront. The House is dealing with tax reform. It's on the front burner for us, and this is a key component to it. So I'm very thrilled to be a part of this delegation up here today talking about such important policy to rural America.
Chrissy. Leader Mitch McConnell.
Well, let me just add my voice to those of others. I've always felt the death tax was the government's final outrage, that you had to visit both the undertaker and the IRS on the same day. And if you think about it, as I just heard Christy saying as I walked in, the impact of this is largely felt by people who look like they have a lot of money on paper, but in fact are really confronted with a heck of a challenge in getting the family farm and the small business down to the next generation. We made a little progress earlier this year and 2 years ago, not nearly enough, but a little progress. 2 years ago in December of 2010, Joe Biden and I negotiated a two-year extension of the Bush tax cuts. And I was able to get included in there a $5 million per person exemption. And that exemption, of course, would only last for 2 years. I reminded people during that period you didn't have to die to take advantage of it. You could use it in advance. You just couldn't use it again later. But the question was, could we get any kind of permanency on that or something better? At the end of the year, I ended up with Joe Biden again on the fiscal cliff deal, and we did get the $5 million exemption index for inflation, permanent law. But the death tax shouldn't exist at all. And I don't think any of us will rest easy until we get rid of the government's final outrage. And so I'm here to proudly support my colleague John Thune and the others who are behind us in trying to end the death tax once and for all. Thanks for the chance to be here.
Last up is Steve Fogelsong, who has the owner of Black Gold Ranch. So,
guess what I do for a living? Good, pretty good guess. Black Gold Ranch is actually a cow-calf outfit and a feed yard in West Central Illinois. And I've been involved with the National Cattlemen's Beef Association for as long as I can remember, 20, 30 years. And this has been the item at the top of our docket for that long. I cannot imagine having to come back here time and time again and continue to talk to this because I just can't understand where we don't understand why this is such a bad law. I mean, it's one of those "are you kidding me" kind of things. It doesn't make any sense that we would be in that mode at all. We should be way past that. And these guys, obviously, and ladies, You know, they're the A team. They figured out that we've got to get this thing stopped because this is the death knell for a way of life that a lot of people would really love to embrace. My outfit's just a little bit different than some. You know, a lot of outfits have got generations and generations. I'm a first-generation rancher. My dad is a plumber, believe it or not. And my children have been working side by side with me to pay for a ranch. I mean, when we have a mortgage payment come due, they have made that payment. When we have our property taxes due, that are due actually next week, you know, they help make that payment. And then when I kick the bucket, they're going to get to do it all over again and pay for that. That doesn't make any sense to me, and I certainly wouldn't think it would make any sense to you all, especially we've got a whole crowd of folks that are my kids' age, that are in their 30s. You know, why would you want to pay for something and then be taxed and have to figure out how to pay for it again? Doesn't make any sense. Lots of things have been said. I can't repeat. No need in repeating what the cost of land has done and why that's the situation. But you know, that you wind up building an estate because farmers and ranchers aren't a very bright bunch. And I include my, you know, instead of after we cash in and we take our money, we don't run off to Cancun on a very regular basis and take a vacation. We don't buy a luxury automobile. What do we do all that money? We plow it right back into that dirt. Because as farmers and ranchers, we have a stewardship responsibility and we have to figure out, you know, what we do with that cash to make it better. If you want to talk about sustainability and those sorts of things and feeding the public, why would, and I can't understand how we can have these two conversations, why would we be talking about wanting to keep family farms together to provide food and then continue to allow this tax to be there to be the demise of that tax? I would certainly hope that we can get lots and lots of support here and you all understand the passion in which all of us speak about it, and we appreciate the opportunity to come and talk this afternoon.